The self-paced curriculum for this online CompTIA Security Plus questions and answers is your ultimate companion on the journey to acing your exams. Whether you're a student gearing up for the CompTIA Security Plus certification exam or a professional looking to upskill, this podcast is designed to provide you with the knowledge and confidence you need to succeed. This podcast is organized according to the objectives published by CompTIA Security Plus exam. Each chapter corresponds to an exam objective, and the answers will be explained at the end of every questions. Before we begin, I will advise you are in a quiet environment and avoid distractions. You have 5 seconds to answer each questions. Chapter 1, Security Systems. Question 1. Which of the following is the most common result of a buffer overflow? A. A privilege escalation. B. Disguised malicious programs. C. Code replication. D. A collection of personal data. The correct answer is A. The most popular method of privilege escalation is a buffer overflow attack. Buffer overflows cause disruption of service and lost data. This condition occurs when the data presented to an application or service exceeds the storage space allocation that has been reserved in memory for that application or service. Question 2. Which of the following best describes a virus? An action that exceeds the storage space allocation of an application. B. A program disguised as a useful application. C. A program designed to attach itself to other code and replicate. D. A software that communicates information from a user system without notifying the user. The correct answer is C. A program or piece of code that runs on your computer without your knowledge is a virus. It is designed to attach itself to other code and replicate. It replicates when an infected file is executed or launched. Question 3. Which of the following best describes a rootkit? A. Software used for the collection of personal data. B. It's software hidden on a computer for the purpose of compromising the system. C. Software that provides the originator with the venue to propagate. D. A software that reports data such as surfing habits and sites visited. The correct answer is A. A rootkit is a piece of software that can be installed and hidden on a computer mainly for the purpose of compromising the system and getting escalated privileges such as administrative rights. Question 4. A disgruntled employee creates a utility for purging old emails from the server. Inside the utility is code that will erase the server's hard drive contents on November 1, 2023. This is an example of which of the following attacks? A. Virus. B. A logic bomb. C. Spoofing. D. A Trojan horse. The correct answer is B. A logic bomb is a virus that is built to go off when a certain event occurs or a period of time goes by. Question 5. Which of the following is a type of malware that is disguised as a useful application? A. Spyware. B. Virus. C. A Trojan. D. Worm. The correct answer is C. A Trojan horse appears to be useful software, but has code hidden inside that will attack your system directly or allow the system to be infiltrated by the originator of the code after it has been executed. Question 6. Which of the following type of virus avoids antivirus software detection by changing form each time it is executed? A. Polymorphic. B. Macro. C. Stealth. D. Multipartite. The correct answer is A. A polymorphic virus can change each time it is executed. It was developed to avoid detection by antivirus software. Question 7. Which of the following is an inherent security risk associated when allowing cell phones and other mobile devices on the network? The data transferred cannot be encrypted. B. The device can be synced to the user desktop. C. The device can easily be compromised. D. Employee productivity is greatly reduced. The correct answer is B. To provide convenience and redundancy, technology such as WLAN, USB, and Bluetooth connections are used with client software to sync PDAs and cell phones to a user's desktop computer. Question 8. Which of the following storage devices would require protection for data considered at rest? A. USB. B. PDA. C. NAS. D. BIOS. The correct answer is C. Some security appliances sit on a SAN or are connected to NAS to protect data considered at rest. Question 9. In which of the following hardening areas would disabling unnecessary protocols and services occur? A. Operating system. B. Application. C. Internet. D. Network. The correct answer is D. Network hardening involves access restrictions to network services, updates to security hardware and software, and disabling unnecessary protocol support and services. Question 10. Which of the following updates is generally used to eliminate security vulnerabilities? A. Service Pack. B. Hotfix. C. Patch. D. Maintenance Release. The correct answer is C. Patches are similar to hotfixes. Patches typically focus on updates that affect installed applications. Security patches eliminate security vulnerabilities. Question 11. Which of the following is the primary reason hardening is necessary for DNS servers? A. To prevent SMTP relay from being used by spammers. B. To verify URL values are not exploiting unpatched buffer overruns. C. To confirm that password details are not being intercepted. D. To prevent poisoning from forged query results. The correct answer is D. Query results that are forged and returned to the requesting client or recursive DNS query can poison the DNS records. Question 12. Which of the following is the primary reason regular log review is critical for FTP servers? A. To prevent SMTP relay from being used by spammers. B. To verify URL values are not exploiting unpatched buffer overruns. C. To confirm that password details are not being intercepted. D. To prevent poisoning by unauthorized zone transfers. The correct answer is C. FTP logs should be spot-checked for password guessing and brute force attacks. Because of limitations in FTP, unless an encapsulation scheme is used between the client and host systems, the logon and password details are passed in clear text and may be subject to interception by packet sniffing. Question 13. DHCP servers raise many of the same security considerations risks as which of the following server types? A. Database. B. DNS. C. Email. D. NNTP. The correct answer is B. Dynamic Host Configuration Protocol, DHCP, servers share many of the same security problems associated with other network services, such as DNS servers. DHCP servers may be overwhelmed by lease requests if bandwidth and processing resources are insufficient. Question 14. Which of the following enables an administrator to set consistent common security standards for a certain group of computers and enforce common computer and user configurations? A. Group policy. B. User manager. C. Task manager. D. Network monitor. The correct answer is A. Group policy can be used for ease of administration in managing the environment of users. This can include installing software and updates or controlling what appears on the desktop based on the user's job function and level of experience. The group policy object, GPO, is used to apply group policy to users and computers. Question 15. Which of the following is the most realistic method to mitigate having cookies expose long-term browsing habits? A. Disabling third-party browser extensions. B. Regularly clearing the browser cookie cache. C. Configuring client browsers to block all cookies. D. Disabling automatic code execution on client browsers. The correct answer is B. Clients should regularly clear their browser cookie cache to avoid exposing long-term browsing habits in this way. Where possible, client browsers may also be configured to block third-party cookies, although many online commerce sites require this functionality for their operation. Question 16. Which of the following is the most effective method to secure a virtualized environment? Using encryption for all communication. B. Locking down the host machine as tightly as possible. C. Hosting as many virtual machines per server as possible. D. Segmenting by the sensitivity of the contained information. The correct answer is D. To secure a virtualized environment, machines should be segmented by the sensitivity of the information they contain. A policy should be in place that specifies that hardware is not shared for test environments and sensitive data. Question 17. Which of the following is the most effective method to reduce server power consumption? A. Replacing older servers with newer low-wattage servers. B. Combining all physical hardware into one virtualized server. C. Using segmented physical hardware for like-kind servers. D. Using shared physical hardware for all virtual servers. The correct answer is C. Segmenting virtual machines by the information they handle will keep highly sensitive data from being on the same physical hardware as virtual machines used for testing or lower security applications. The organization should have a policy in place that states that high-security virtual machines containing vital information never share the same hardware as virtual machines for testing. Question 18. Which of the following best describes the term for a unique string of characters used in antivirus software? A. Heuristic. B. Signature. C. Misnomer. D. Anomaly. The correct answer is B. Scanning identifies virus code based on a unique string of characters known as a signature. Question 19. Which of the following best describes a false positive? The software classifies a non-intrusive action as a possible intrusion. B. The software detects virus-like behavior and pops up a warning. C. The software classifies an intrusive as a non-intrusive action. D. The software fails to detect virus-like behavior. The correct answer is A. A false positive occurs when the software classifies an action as a possible intrusion when it is actually a non-threatening action. Question 20. Which of the following is the most appropriate reason for firewalls to monitor outbound connections? A. To track the collection of personal data. B. To track users going to inappropriate sites. C. To monitor excessive user bandwidth usage. D. To catch malware that transmits information. The correct answer is D. Monitoring outbound connections is important in the case of malware that phones home. Without this type of protection, the environment is not properly protected. We have reached the end of the first section. If you got every answers correctly, well done. If you find it difficult to answer some question, read through specific topic for each questions. Join me in the second section.